Blake and Diva in the morning. You thought it was a great date, but now you're getting flown off. Find out why with Blake and Diva. It's Blown Off on Coast 93.1.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So I'm going to tell you straight out, you're calling about the date with Caroline. We did get a hold of her, but she doesn't really want to come on the air. But I think we'll be able to help you out either way.
Okay. Should I just go ahead and tell you guys, you know, kind of what happened with
her? Yeah, exactly. Like how many dates you went on, how'd you meet, like all that stuff, right?
Sure. So we messaged her about a week. You know, I knew I wanted to meet her, you know, pretty early on. I thought, you know, there might be like a real spark or something. And, you know, we'll see. Maybe it could go somewhere. Uh-huh. So a couple Fridays ago, I asked her out for a drink. And we went out and we even ended up back at her place. So, you know, things were going pretty good. And
she seemed
great. You know, we started actually kissing and, you know, snuggling a little bit, and it was going awesome. But then she said she needed to call it a night. Like, she had an early thing the next morning, and, you know, I was cool. It's our first time going out, no big deal. So, you know, we kissed at her door, and I went away happy. I felt really good about the date, super excited about the second date, third date even, you know, already thinking about what to do. But I've reached out a few times since then. Nothing. And honestly, I can't think of anything that I did or said that would have, you know, she didn't seem like the flaky type. So I don't understand why she's not responding. And I thought we had a great time. So I just don't really know what's going on.
So, yeah. We do.
Okay.
So we talked to Caroline briefly off the air, and she was like, I just don't feel comfortable coming on. And this, one of the hard parts of doing this segment is that we get a lot of submissions and not everyone agrees to go on the air.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we thought we would at least let you know what she said, because it is, you know, I think helpful to know.
Yes, that's really all I really just want to know what happened.
She also wanted us to make sure that we said that she feels bad and she doesn't typically ghost, and she felt guilty about that. So apologies for that.
Okay.
Now I understand how are the people who we do.
Right.
Aaron, she said, she said something about the tickling. Something about you're a tickler, or like, I don't know, but
she, you know, she squirmed, she was laughing, I was just being playful, you know, we were back at her place, and just having a good time, and yeah, I tickled her a little bit. Aaron, can you hold on one sec? Of course.
Caroline?
Hi there.
Are you okay if we just, I know you didn't want to go on the air. Are you okay if we just put you on for a second?
I mean, I guess.
I feel like you need to explain this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Hey, Aaron?
Yeah.
We have Caroline now.
Oh, okay. Hey, Caroline.
Hi there.
I'm sorry. I know you didn't want to come on, but we really need you to explain that.
Yeah.
The tickling.
Blake's not doing a very good job.
Well, I just can't get through without laughing.
I mean, like he said, we went on a date. You know, everything seemed to be going great. I invited him back for a drink. We were kissing a bit and just kind of, you know, enjoying each other's company. And then the next thing I know, he starts tickling me. I mean, tickling like a lot, like really a lot. And I do not like to be tickled. I'm not into it. Definitely, you know, ruin the mood. I mean, how do you say that to someone?
Wow. Right.
Okay. I thought, you know, I was just trying to be fun. I was playing around, you know, having a good time with you.
Yeah, it's definitely not my thing at all.
To what? Okay, when you say he tickled me, like, what do you mean he tickled?
He, like, tickled me. He just, like, you know, he was tickling me, like, on my arm, like, the back of my neck, like, on my face. It was just, it was weird.
He tickled your face?
Ooh,
how do you even tickle someone's face?
It's weird. It made me uncomfortable, and it's...
Okay, I really thought I was just being playful in the moment. You know, my ex-girlfriend, actually, she loved it when I would tickle her, so I just thought that was, like, a thing that, you know, that women like.
How long was the tickling?
I mean, pretty much throughout.
Did we get that, by the way?
Kind of like enough already.
Yeah, like okay. Enough.
I can't even. Caroline, is this another date or no?
It's a no-go.
And positive about that. I mean, if everything else was good and it was just like he won't tickle again.
I'm just not into it.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming. I know you didn't want to come on, so thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it, okay?
No worries.
Tickle on.
It sounds a little weird to me, Aaron. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, I guess you just never seen the joy that comes on a woman's face when you tickle her.
I certainly haven't.
Well, joy Blake has not experienced.
Yeah, nope. But nope. Well, good luck, Aaron, and I'm sorry to have a better result, but, you know, now you know. Better, what do they say? Knowledge is power, right?
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you helping me figure this out.
Have a good day, Aaron. We love hearing from you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
If you're getting tickled, if you're getting blown off, go to coast931.com and tell us about it.
One thing I love is just getting tickled. And if you're saying you don't like it, you're crazy.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Gronk.